Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. That's the name of this program, Today's Issues. We thought long and hard about the title of this show 20 years ago. We thought, what could really grab the attention of people listening? And they go, I want to listen to that. Well, it was Today's Issues. And so...
That's a good point.
Reach out and grab
that's
you?
That's a good point. Just Brian Fisher has focal point.
Focal point.
You know?
Hamilton Corner.
Hamilton Corner.
Exploring the Word.
What do we got? Today's Issues.
Right.
Well, Tune in to Today's. We got to come up with something good.
You think we're going to change our name?
Something macho.
How about Electric City?
Electric City?
Join us for an hour.
How about In Your Face?
In Your Face.
Thank you for joining us today on In Your Face.
In Your Face with a Christian Attitude. What about that one?
In Your Face.
Maybe we need to change our name. I don't know. Yes, Steve Jordahl, you have a new name for
I
our
do.
Show?
I think you really want to grab someone's attention. Call it Tomorrow's Issues.
Tomorrow's Issues Today.
That's not bad.
That's right not bad.
Because people would think
tomorrow's
we're calling
issues.
In and seeing if we can prophesy about
it's
tomorrow.
Way better than yesterday's news. That would be terrible.
That might be the name of the show.
Welcome to
Way Better Than Yesterday's News.
Yesterday's News. Wow, we're going to have to work on this, I think.
Was that a movie or a country
Yesterday's
song?
News?
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you saying it sounds like a bluegrass
She's
band?
News.
To Dad, everything is a country song.
Well, you got to admit, news. Country songs got all kind of, you know, crazy.
Everyone
title.
Who's known me would know that I was totally making that up if I was singing She's Yesterday's News, because all the time I was growing up, it was Ed is Yesterday's News. Dumped again? What? Dumped again? Oh, come on.
maybe it's you. Go home and look in the mirror if it happens 5 times in 2 years. Oh, me.
What? Not again.
Then my wife saved me.
Yeah, Diane took you in and loved you for a lifetime.
Yeah.
Do you ever see that? Walker Wildman's back with us. Well, Abe Hamilton has reached a level now where he doesn't have to stay but 30 minutes with us. And then he
Walker went and got himself some coffee.
Yeah, Walker Wildman is back. But you've seen that commercial. It's not on the air anymore, I don't think, but a couple, 3 years ago. So you got this couple sitting at a table across from each other. Just them at dinner or lunch or whatever. They both got their cell phones out. And the guy's reading a text, and the girl, his girlfriend sitting across from him, just sent him a text breaking up.
I remember that.
Or something, or you just moved your...
Facebook status to single.
Single.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just moved your Facebook and you didn't tell me?
Oh, my gosh.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. It is, unless you're on the receiving end of that.
Well, we didn't have that back in our day, did we?
The awkward times are when people are in the same room texting each other, and there's others in the room.
Right.
And both their phones are dinging back and forth.
Hey.
I'm just glad I'm not in that scene anymore.
A few years ago, when my kids were at home, not Walker, his brother, Wesley, who will go unnamed.
It rhymes with Wesley.
Yeah. That happened. So he's laying on, this is when he's like 12 or something. The cell phones were around.
Yeah.
He's laying on our bed watching TV in my bedroom. I'm walking in the house about 20 feet away, and I got a call. Hey,
and
Dad.
He sees you.
I don't think he saw me.
Yeah.
He knew you were at the house.
It wasn't that bad.
Was he asking you for chips or something?
I forgot what he was calling for, but I'm sitting there.
Can you bring me a Coke?
I'm looking at my phone going, this is unbelievable. He's 20 yards at the most away. Can't even get off the bed.
Yeah,
to come
and ask
find
you something?
Me in the house. Got to call me.
Because he wanted to ask you something?
Yeah, wanted to ask me something. Like Dad.
You're not going to name him, but his name rhymes with Schmesh.
No,
Schmeshly.
I'm not going to name that. I'm not to my intent to embarrass Wesley at all.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to bring up which one of my children it was.
I did that. I have to say, I know we want to move on to tomorrow's news, but I did that when my son was still living at home.
Tony?
I texted him and said, bring me a Diet Coke.
I was in my recliner,
and but it was kind of a joke, you know.
Right, like, bring me a Coke.
Yeah.
Well, you got to tell this story. I think you've told it on the air before. If you haven't, we don't have to, but about the ribs or the something in the fridge.
The wings.
Okay, tell that story.
He was engaged to be married and was about a month out from being married, but he's still living at the house. And
he's in his mid-20s now.
He was 22, I think, okay, or 20. Okay, he was 22. Okay. He turned 23 that
very
summer.
Very responsible adult now with two children.
Young man.
Yeah.
But he, I came home from something and was looking forward to the leftover wings.
Right.
In the refrigerator. Right. I go in there and they're gone. I said to my wife, where are the wings? Tony ate them. So I go into his room, throw open the door. He was laying on his bed, you know, we're playing video game, whatever. I said, pack your stuff up. By the end of the month, I want you out of here. This is the last straw. You have eaten the last bit of leftovers. Of course, he was getting married at the end of the month.
Right.
But I did. I pretended I was. I said, right, you are out of here. Pack your stuff.
I will not tolerate you eating my leftover wings.
So you okay, go to church Sunday morning, and they say, so what sent you over the edge, Ed?
Wings. They were dry rub.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, these were good wings we're talking about.
I paid for my raisin. You ever hear of that?
Yeah.
My son was on leftovers like I was, drove my dad crazy.
Yeah.
You know, same kind of thing. But I reached my limit and kicked him out.
Well, you got to have standards. You got to set them in your house so your children understand, you know, what's acceptable and what's not. And you're eating dad's wings that he's been looking forward to is not acceptable.
It is not.
In any culture. I think around the world. Universal.
It's a universal thing.
Even Eskimos. No, don't eat my chicken wings.
Those penguin wings?
Those penguin wings.
I know they're South Pole folks, but it still makes for a funny line.
Yeah. All right. So you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Steve Jordahl has come to grace us with his presence and tell us what's happening in the world.
Yeah, you remember yesterday we spent quite a bit of time talking about this open letter to President Trump from American religious leaders saying, we need you to come and speak out against and condemn the alt-right.
Yes, we did.
And we talked a little bit about that. So I said I would, and yesterday I spent the majority of my day trying to get a hold of some of the people that signed this letter. I got a hold of one of the guys that wrote the letter. And I have a little bit of sound from that. But basically, this letter is taking Trump on. They said, we congratulate you. We think you did a great job in speaking out against white supremacy, against neo-Nazis, against the KKK, against all these racist people. You did a great job doing that, but you left out the alt-right. We need you to speak out against the alt-right. Now, the reason that it, you know, under normal circumstances, if it was another KKK-type group that was clearly racist, I wouldn't have a problem with someone asking the president, hey, you left out whatever group. But the problem is that you might remember alt-right came out about 2015. It was out actually in use a little earlier, but it came into the popular conversation around 2015 when Hillary Clinton used it to describe just about basically her basket of deplorables, which included everybody that voted for Trump, which included everybody that might be pro-life, which included AFA and its listeners and all. So we're concerned when religious leaders say, we want you to basically come out against the basket of deplorables. There's a little bit of political correctness going on here, but that's what had my attention. So I got a hold of one of the signers of this. I got a hold of two, but I got a hold of the author, one of the authors of this. His name is Dr. William McKissick, and he's senior pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Arlington, Texas. One of the things that the letter said was, it concerns many of us that when three people associated with the alt-right movement were giving jobs at the White House. But they didn't name the three people. So I asked Mr. McKissick about this. You said in the letter, it concerns many of us when three people associated with the alt-right movement were given jobs in the White House. Who? What three were you talking about?
Well, the names have been in the newspapers for quite some time, and I don't know that I want to name names of individuals.
But you're intimating, at least, if not stating outright, that those three people are racist and bigoted, right?
I have not said such thing. I said they have been identified by the media as part of the alt-right. I don't know these people personally. I dare not put that label on them. I'm saying the media has identified them with the alt-right, and they have not denied it.
I claim to differ, Mr. McKissick. You said it concerns many of us when three people associated with the alt-right movement were given jobs at the White House.
Does not say that the media identified them as such.
Yeah.
Who's this gentleman?
This is William McKissick. He is one of the two authors of the letter, and he is the pastor at a church in Texas, and I buried the name here.
You know, that is...
Cornerstone Baptist Church in Arlington, Texas. So, along with him...
He's the author? And he didn't know what he's talking about?
Well, he knew. He just didn't want to say.
Well, now, let me just... And Walker's trying to get in, but let me just say here, he said the media has talked about him, but I don't want to. Well, if the media has talked about him, then they have been identified, sir. Pastor,
right.
They have been identified, so why can't you...
I talked to another signer of the letter, signer, not author, and I said, well, who are these three? He says, well, one of them is Steve Bannon, but I don't know who the other two are.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me tell you something. This is why this letter is so wrong in so many ways. Again, just to be clear, folks, what we're talking about is, Walker, you posted this. Mm-hmm. This letter, you posted the letter?
Yes.
Okay, it's on our Today's Issues Facebook page, the letter. This is a letter that was sent to the president the other day from these very prominent, well-respected Christian leaders, some of whom are our friends.
Yes.
Okay? I'm sorry to get so elementary. They've sent this letter to the president asking him to condemn the, quote, alt-right. End quote. Here's the problem with that. What is the alt-right? The alt-right could be described as American Family Radio.
Many
on the left would say American Family Radio is, quote, alt-right. So you have Christian leaders asking the president to condemn the alt-right when they don't really do a very good job of defining what the alt-right is, and... As an example, you have this gentleman that we just heard from, Dr. Dwight McKissick, senior pastor of the Cornerstone Baptist Church in Arlington, Texas, who acts like he doesn't even know who the people are or what the alt-right is. That's what I got from that interview Steve did with him.
Yeah, he didn't want to say, but the way he was talking, it was almost like, you know, I'm not really sure.
Co-author. Of the letter, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, all right, here's the thing. Here's some of the people that signed this letter. Again, Dr. Steve Gaines, president of the Southern Baptist Convention. He signed this letter. Did we try to reach Reverend Gaines?
We tried to reach Reverend Gaines. The phone rang for a long time. The first time I tried to call, no one
picked
up.
He's a pastor...
Second time I left a message and no one returned the call.
He's the pastor of the Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis. That's Dr. Rogers' old church. And, you know... President of the Southern Baptist Convention. And I'm sure Dr. Gaines personally. I'm sure he's a wonderful person and a great pastor. Nobody's questioning that. But I do question, why in the world would you sign a letter like this? You know, because then you got other people. That people might be...
Sammy Rodriguez, did you mention?
Yes, Sammy Rodriguez signed the letter, yes.
So if you want to see this for yourself...
Tony Evans.
Tony Evans has no business signing something like this.
Let me... I just need to say that...
Anyway.
We are...
He's on our network.
Yeah.
We are a little ways away from saying that we identify with the alt-right. I don't want to give anybody the impression that we're saying we're part of the alt-right and we're defending and they're what we're saying is that people publicly have identified AFA and groups like it as part of the alt-right. I did a little research into what the alt-right is. And Walker, you're going to not want to post the article that I'm going to reference here because it's got a little foul language in it and such. But basically, the alt-right, according to people that are in the movement, it's an amorphous movement. It's huge. It's like saying conservatives. And you can name them. It's like saying Tea Party. There's no central membership list or anything, even though the letter claims that more than half of its members believe such and such. But it's made up of basically conservative thinkers that want to go outside the box. The older leaders of the movement are intellectuals. Then there's the natural conservatives who don't mind tweaking the noses of the establishment. Younger people, they call them, this article calls them the meme team, you know, a meme like you see on the internet. And they're young rebels. They're drawn to the alt-right for the same reason that baby boomers were drawn to the new left in the 60s, this article says, because it promises fun, transgression, and a challenge to social norms.
Mm. So is this...
And by the way, there are some true, genuine, ugly racists that have attached themselves to the movement.
Here's the thing. The term alt-right, in my opinion, was created to paint white supremacists in the same picture with evangelical Christians.
Exactly.
Because we are on the right side of politics.
Right.
And some would say we're farther to the right than the establishment Republicans that we have a problem
right.
with.
Conservatives are well known as right wingers, and I don't mind them calling us right wingers. We're on the right side of the political spectrum. But the term alt-right was created by the left to loop in white supremacists and racists with us.
Right.
The reason they did that, and the reason that we have a problem with this letter, is that our own leaders of the evangelical community are embracing the terms created by the left to smear evangelical Christians who are not racist.
You hit it right on the head. I just
That's
wanted
perfect.
To make that clear
That's
because
perfect, right there.
We're upset with the leaders, not because they're asking the president to speak out against something that we hold dear.
Right.
But they're asking the president to speak out against something that the public perception is that
they're
we're
asking the president basically to speak out against a label that could apply to many of those that signed this letter.
Yes.
Right. And Walker could not have said it better.
Yeah. Right. And our argument here is that white supremacy is evil and wrong and sinful, but why not just call out what we know and what historically has been labeled white supremacy? What's wrong with calling that out by name, which the president has done? Why?
And the letter says they thank him for doing that.
Yeah, but you start creating other terms, other labels, and you got this.
It's like the SVLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, saying hate group. Okay? Now, it all depends on who you fit into that box as to whether or not they're a hate group. And we believe that alt-right is being used by the left as a term, like the SPLC uses hate group, and it is elastic, and it can apply to anybody they want it to. And I think some of these people on this letter, frankly, have been duped. Mm-hmm. But as you said yesterday, that's their problem.
Yeah,
they should have understood what they were signing on to before they signed on to it.
Right.
This is what part of the letter says from these religious leaders, which includes a signature from Dr. Russell Moore.
Was no surprise there.
From the Southern Baptist, what is that group?
Ethics and Religious Liberty.
Yeah, yes. Ethics Commission. And Religious Liberty Commission.
Okay, but part of the letter says, we believe it is important for this movement, talking about the alt-right, to be addressed, for it's at its core is a white identity movement, and the majority of its members are white nationalists or white supremacists.
Where did he get the membership list is what I want to know.
Yeah.
Good point, Steve Jordahl. This movement gained public prominence during the candidacy for president of the United States. But they're blaming Trump then. They're blaming the man they're writing the letter to, in my opinion. They said
since he hired three on his staff, but we can't find out who they are.
What they're accusing the president of being one of these, basically being an alt-right himself.
Well, if he doesn't condemn it, he is
yeah.
So sympathetic or something.
The Southern Baptist leaders. the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, and then Dr. Russell Moore, the Southern Baptist Religious Freedom, Religious and Ethics Organization in Nashville, they signed this letter. And anyway, I've said that before. It's just that's just surprising to me. That's just very surprising to me. You're not surprised by Dr. You're not surprised by Russell Moore signing this. Well, no, I'm not either. But Dr. Steve Gaines, I am surprised.
Yes.
Would sign something like this for the Southern, being president of the Southern Baptist Convention. They say these same supporters, I'm quoting again from this letter, these leaders sent to the president, these same supporters have sought to use the political and cultural concerns of people of goodwill for their prejudiced political agendas. It concerned many of us when three people associated with the alt-right movement were given jobs in the White House. Well, there you go. They're accusing the president of the United States of hiring racist bigots to work for him in the White House. That's what they're saying.
Well, right. but what he told me is, well, I didn't really say that. What yes, I meant did. Was
yes,
the
did.
Press said that.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
You but know, that's not what's in the letter.
No, that's not what's in the letter, and the letter is very public.
Do you let me ask you something. This is a little incendiary. Do you think that Pastor McKissick from this is, if you can't answer this, just say, okay. I can't answer this. From your conversation with him, do you think he actually wrote this letter, or do you think someone else wrote it and he signed it?
I think he wrote it.
Well, then how could he so misrepresent something he wrote when he says, no, I said that the media said there were three people, and I can't, and I don't want to identify, and that's not what he said in his letter.
I have no way of...
You know,
okay. I don't know how to say this without being even more incendiary than you are. Mr. McKissick is an African-American pastor and has likely bought into the line that the alt-right is part of this white nationalist stuff and they're coming after African-Americans. They're racist against African-Americans. So he's sensitive on this subject.
Well and you know what? I'd like to echo Walker. If whoever comes after our black brothers and sisters... From white supremacists and neo-Nazis, we'll stand
with
them.
That's right.
Yeah.
But this is a mistake because they are falling into a trap set by leftists,
right,
who want to discredit evangelicals.
What? This is my personal opinion. Okay. I, as opposed to this is what I get from reading everything I read about this. This is a situation where white people. In particular, think that if I don't sign something that condemns racism, then therefore it's going to appear like I'm for racism. You see what I'm saying here?
Right.
Maybe so, I could relay another part of the conversation which relates to that I had.
It's a false narrative, if you will.
I asked Dr. McKissick, I said, so... it's okay if you were to say, I'm a proud black man. Maybe you hear someone say, I'm a proud Hispanic. I'm a proud, gay pride is a trademark thing. It's everywhere. Pride. Everybody can be proud of everything. But what if I asked him, I said, what if I was to say, I'm a proud white man? And I'm proud of the accomplishments that have been done by people of my race.
Of Anglo heritage.
Watch out.
What did he say?
He said, oh, I would be fine with that. I said, you really think I could go out on a street corner and say that? I wouldn't have a problem with that. He wouldn't have. But I think he's being a little disingenuous.
To echo him,
that I could,
the media
could
would have a problem with it.
Yeah.
He's probably a very fine man.
He was kind to talk to me. I got to tell you, I gave him some pointed questions.
That's a stand-up guy.
And he did.
That.
He did.
Well,
one down. Know, how many to go? We got a call.
Yeah. Well, these gentlemen, this letter should never have been sent to the White House, especially if you've got one of the authors who has a hard time explaining what the purpose.
Who he's talking about.
And who he's talking about. All right. Have a great day, everybybody. Other than what we've talked about today, the world is fine.
Tomorrow, I'll have a snowflake story and
yesterday's
maybe a
news coming tomorrow.